The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of this radio station, its management, or affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Won't we walk to the end here and show? Cause we rap R&B and everything we know.
From hip hop, beats to soulful flow. We dive into the culture, how we grow. Relationship news and headlines fresh. Talk to music genres, feeling every net. It's more than the sounds, it's life with goals. Right here on Antilla, the story unfolds.
Antilla's on, take the seat, let's explore.
Hey, Christian.
Music, culture, and a whole lot more.
Yo. Welcome to the Aunt Taylor Show. It's a pleasure to be here. Pleasure to be back again for another week on the Aunt Taylor Show, man. So much madness in the streets. So much madness in the air. So much madness in the world, man. We here to have a good time, man. This is the Aunt Taylor Show, man. Bringing it to you live in direct. You know what I'm saying? Hey, so look, I want to talk to y'all about this guest I have on the show. For an extended interview, I have a gentleman going to be calling in a little bit. His name is DJ Disco. He represents one of the stations that the Aunt Taylor Show can be heard on. And exciting individual. And I thought that his story needs to be listened to right here on the Aunt Taylor Show. So when DJ Disco calls in, which I'm waiting on, we're going to bring him on and we're going to talk and we're going to have a good time. I hope all you guys out there have been having a great time. Everything has been going well for you. There's been nothing wrong in the world for you. Now, I know it might be a perfect sounding scenario, but we got to bounce back. We got to show some resilience. We got to be the bounce back. You know what I mean? We got to do it like my boy. You know what I'm saying? My boy Resilient J, the bounce back cat. But anyway, man, we got to bounce back from wherever we went to, whatever low we may have fallen to. We need to get our bounce back on and we need to help each other get there. I'm trying to do my part. I hope you're doing yours and I hope next person next to you is doing theirs. So we can all come together and bounce back. Let's get to this show.
The música de Harry Fraud.
When you really gotta go, you gotta stick to it. I wake up early in the morning and grab my calculator. More M's in my bank, got a ring to it. I can't trip off what you think, cause you been a hater. I'm in the SF90, played Montana, still active. Run up on this poop, then FN clap. I re-up, then I cop again. So don't trip, I'm about to drop again. You won't get it unless you know what you want. I hit the blunt and then I hop in the ghost. Get the right in my goals. All that fake getting exposed. You gotta sacrifice some time with your lady to get some dough.
All right, everybody, we got Disco on the line here. Disco, my man, what's happening with you?
What's going on, my brother Ed Taylor? What's going on?
Not much, man, not much. You wanna go ahead and give yourself a little, let the people know a little bit more about Disco, where you from, how you get down, what you representing?
Okay, well, hello everybody worldwide. As I said, they call me Disco. Disco was, as always, I've been DJing since the 80s. So I'm a DJ. I don't know if I want to call myself a self-renowned or none of that. I DJ. I love to DJ. I love to mix the beats and all that stuff. But I also had a past that came along with that name, Disco. Disco used to be a junkie. Disco was a multiple things, streetwise. But I always DJed. So I had pretty much a two-faced thing going on where people love me, but they also wanted to slay me. So it was that kind of thing. But moving far along to today, man. I'm 37 He is clean. No substances. No mind or mood altering substances. Disease free. All of that. Meat free. I don't eat any meat. Nothing with eyeballs in it. And I'm just totally on a whole new thing. Religious free. Dogma free. And that's pretty much disco overall.
All right. Let's give Disco a round of applause because he has achieved freedom. Freedom from lots and lots of things that can actually bring you to some dark places and to basically a non-fulfilling life. Congratulating Disco on those achievements. And I, for one, am proud of your accomplishments and everything like that. So let's get to the story here of the man they call Disco coming out of Chicago. A DJ that I've come to know from one of the stations that we are very proud to represent. We're going to get into that too in a little bit. Disco, how did it start for you as a DJ?
Well, like I said, young age, I used to hang up under my mom and my uncle a lot. They used to, you know, occasionally drink beers and, you know, and use me as their little DJ. So that's how it all started. The love of music. I'm talking about all genres of music. I was able to play the right side they wanted to hear, and they was amazed. That was amazing to me because each time it's like a dog get a treat for every time you poop on the pad. That was me. Every time I put the right side of the song on, they rewarded me with a squeak of beer. So that worked for me back then. But it was a bitter and a sweet thing for me. Both ways, because the beer thing had became to what I had become at that time, you know, when I got older. But the music thing, I learned how to make beats and harmonize different tunes and things to where that's where the name Disco formed, because when I used to stand around in the project, I came in the project, grew up in the project, housing project, it was 5217 came in that building, and it was pretty much everything from all different areas used to be over there. And I used to just start beating on boards and making all kinds of beats, and everybody chimed in. That's what the disco came in. They started calling me the little radio, Shorty Radio. I didn't like Shorty Radio. So, yeah, disco was what grabbed me, and I stuck with it all these years.
Gotcha. So do you have a particular genre of music that you specialize in when you are doing your DJ thing? Or is it like, I know you said that you like all music, but is there something that attracts you the most?
I'm loving today. I'm gonna say today, my most lovable music sound that I love is that tribal Afro house type of thing. I love it because it's rooted and grounded into the frequencies that belong to us, you know, as what they call black, whatever they want to call us. I don't identify with that term. I'm caramel color, whatever they want to, you know, put on it. The beats of Afrocentric music, I love them beats and bongos and all that, the groove of it. So that's mainly what I like to play. That's what I play when I go live on in the weekday on the air. So, but other than that, I can go anywhere, literally anywhere, and I know how to make the sound. I like to change the sound though. I like to make it a little bit smoother and better, sound a little different.
So, do you have any influences that brought you along the way? I know you were influenced to have a little beer here and there, but and you had some, you know, you DJed like. You were a resident DJ growing up in the household. Were there any DJs that influenced you? Like, you remember, like, Joe Cooley, Jazzy Jeff, Q-Bert from out here where I live at. All those different DJs. Yeah. Were you the type of DJ that were into other DJs and what they were doing?
Well, I pretty much got influenced really by listening to, it was a station here called WBMX, and every noontime, everybody, every somebody that was my age at the time with, man, at 12 noon, that mix come on, you can hear, because it was different little sounds that they used as an ID, a station ID. But when we heard the Tarzan yell, we knew that was Farley Jack Master Funk coming on. So that was one of my inspirations. And, man, it was a bunch of, it was many different DJs. But I named him personally because he was one of the ones that everybody used to, at noon, through the bell ring from school, we stayed across the street from the school. We run and tear them stairs down in the project, getting up the stairs so we can get to record. So that's how it all started.
So, yeah, you know what? A lot of people don't remember the music. I mean, you know, I guess it's generationally speaking, everybody has their own version of doing that. But I don't know if it can come back that way to where you just got to, you running to get to a sound source. Or do you remember reading the credits on records, or, you know what I mean? Or looking at a 12-inch and marveling at it, holding it up like, oh, man, this is the one. You know what I mean? Them was the days, man, that a lot of people don't get a chance to experience. And I'm sure they have their own version. But for me, musically, that was how I seen things. I was, you know, I used to do my own mixes with, you know, pause button mixes with the cassette waiting on a DJ to stop talking so I can record the song. You know what I'm talking about? It's like,
absolutely. That was us. We was the pause mixers.
Yeah. So that's that era, man. But you know what, man? Hey, man, let me tell you, man. I'm so proud of that era, bro, because it produced some of the best people. You know what I mean? Best talents. I won't say best people. There's a lot of good people out there. Some of the best talents came from that era, man. And some of the inspiration and resilience that makes us who we are today came from that inspiration, man. We talking 37 years clean, bro. 37. There's a lot of people ain't even lived that many years, man. And 37 years for you, man. I'm sure that the music has helped you stay that way. You know, it's one of the... I'm sorry?
Yeah, that's been my drive all the time. Before I moved too far away from this, I was, you know, the male and female exotic dancers, the strippers as they call them, but dancers, man. I came in the game as soon as I came out of rehab, and I was introduced to this one male exotic dancer, man. Me and him met, ironically, man. I was DJing for an individual, and the individual was, you know, kind of crazy, because at the time I didn't know how to drive. I had my own vehicle, but I didn't know how to drive, so I used to had to move around. So I purchased my own vehicle. But this one cat, he was pretty much had many venues going on, and he liked it the way I put things down. So anyway, I went to do this event, and I met this one exotic dancer.
I'm sorry,
and bro was like number one. I'm talking about number one here in Chicago. And he was the one that introduced me to everybody. So from there, I started doing the male and female exotic dancers show tapes, performance discs. And then I started doing hair shows, all their performance tape. Everything was tape, and then I had to go to from cassette to burn to CD. So it all started in that era for me. So pause mixing and everything, I had to be real creative through everybody, so everybody's stuff wouldn't sound the same. So I was, man, spending hours with that. I was cold blooded with the snap. You had to snap with the pause button so you can, you know, hit it. And
Like one of the Panasonics or something where you can click it in already and just it, that way you can just let it go and it'll pause rather than it was like some pause buttons a long time ago, they weren't fast. And then
the Panasonic.
Yeah.
Samuel, I found. I loved it.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, man, because you can really, like, you know how they had the delays and the, you know, and the radios I used to use, man, I think it was a Sennheiser. I think a little black one, the speakers came off on the sides. I forgot which who made that. That was my favorite. That was one of my favorite things. And this is probably right around the time they start doing the boom boxes with the dual cassettes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, man, that was a great era, man. So you were saying that you basically you were not an exotic dancer, but you made music for exotic dancers?
No, I wasn't a dancer. I was the one that executed that music.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm trying to see who fumed you had last Saturday.
Film we had last Saturday. We had some lady film last Saturday.
Well, week before that, did you have a Smith down there?
What's the name?
Smith, I can't think of the first name.
The last name was what?
Smith.
Let me see.
And within the last month or so. Hello?
We had a Wilbur Smith.
When you had it, with that?
We cremated him.
And then nobody even caught.
Yes, ma'am. Hold your line.
All right.
Yeah, we cremated.
Nobody called me and told me nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
Because Wilbur was my neighbor.
Yes, we
cremated. And I had went out of town to visit my boy.
Yeah.
And came back and I noticed that he wasn't out there in the yard.
Yeah, we
and y'all done cremated Wilbur.
Yeah, we done cremated him.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
Where the ashes?
Ma'am.
Where's the ashes?
When what?
The ashes. What they do with the ashes?
The family got them.
Which family member do Blue got them?
I don't know, ma'am.
Lord, why somebody didn't call me and tell me that they been cremated with them?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord, Jesus, Lord, they didn't tell me!
Ah! All right.
Well, who y'all got down there this week?
Oh, we got about 10 in here, ma'am.
Well, which one's going to be the... Well, I knew Wilbur, but I'm just going to try to go to another funeral to make up for his.
Yes.
And who y'all having down there? Y'all got anything going at 1 o'clock Saturday?
No, ma'am, not yet.
Will you have anything coming up?
I don't know yet. They're making arrangements now.
What's the next funeral you got coming up?
We got a funeral Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Mount
Calvary Baptist Church.
And what's the name on it?
Miss Annie Mae Barkley.
Lord Jesus! Oh, Lord. Ain't nobody called me and told me she dead.
All right.
What zodiac sign would you not date?
Gemini.
A Gemini.
A Gemini.
Gemini.
That I wouldn't date? Gemini.
Gemini.
Why?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Because they some liars, some manipulators. They steal. They
two-faced.
Irritating. They think they just above all. They not that.
They just like sweet and sour, two-faced and shit. Like,
they're just toxic and two-faced.
Why?
Because they're two-faced. They're crazy.
Why is that?
A split personalities. I got two already. I ain't got time to be dealing with multiple people.
Man, they just two different people in one. But it's not a good type of thing. Like, I don't know. I just got bad experience with Gemini.
And what's your sign?
Virgo.
And what's your sign?
A Scorpio.
And what's your sign?
Aquarius.
And what's your sign?
Aries gang.
Okay. What's your sign?
Pisces.
Okay, I appreciate you so much.
Okay.
Yeah. And what's your sign?
I'm a Virgo.
Now, why all them people got beef with Geminis? I don't understand. What you think, Nicole?
All right. So,
Well, oh man, it's a love hate thing for me too. Okay, y'all, I'm a Leo. So first and foremost, hey, I'm back on the Ann Taylor Show. Hey,
oh my goodness,
hi everybody.
It's Nicole Legend, everybody. You know what I mean? She she's here. She didn't fell into the building, and we know Nicole love her at Gemini. So.
So first and foremost, buddy, tell them what's your sign.
Aunt Taylor just so happens to be a Gemini.
Yes.
And like I said before, I'm putting cases on all them. You know what I mean? Because it just ain't true. I mean, it can be true, but I'm a Gemini who uses my power for good. You know what I mean? I've never been really two-faced. Am I two-faced? I don't know.
Keep talking, buddy. I'll be right back.
All right. I can't talk to myself. I'm going to pause this. Hang on a sec. So, yeah. I mean, come on now.
Okay, so let me just say this, y'all. Now, my daughter is a Gemini, and she is 16. So, not only is she a Gemini, but she's a teenager. Okay? So, what I will say is that I love, of course, that's my baby. It doesn't matter what sign she was born. Of course, I'm her mom. I love my baby down, right? But Geminis, it's something I respect so much about you guys, because one thing about Geminis I've learned, I think out of all the zodiac signs, even Leo is not this much, like, even Leo, okay? We don't even have this ability. Geminis have the most highest standards. Their standards are so high to the point where I'm like, it makes me aspire to be more like y'all. My daughter, she will cut you off over the smallest thing. And I'm just like, Gianni, give people a chance. And she's like, no, mom, I didn't like that. And I'm like, wow, like, you guys' standards, it should be steady. I love that for y'all. I love that about y'all. I do feel like you guys need to be a little bit more forgiving, like understand, like try to forgive at least one time, because I think sometimes, yeah, with Geminis, it's like that one time you could just like, I'm done. You feel me? And I think that I'm trying to teach her, like, understand people are human and sometimes they make mistakes. You feel me? You're going to make mistakes. But y'all's standards are just amazing. Like, I don't know no other sign whose standards are so high.
See, there
another
it goes.
Thing I really. Yeah, so Maurice, like, even with you, you can say that. You don't take no BS. Like, that's another thing I can say y'all about my friend. Like, we business partners, we got our shows together, and this is my producer, okay? Like, this man right here, he don't play that. Like, you can't, if you don't come correct, you gotta go. You feel me? That is one thing I love about you guys, okay? Another thing I really admire about Geminis is you guys' mindset. You guys are so, so smart. You guys are kind of like genius in a way. Like, you are extremely smart. And I love that about you guys. You guys, your mind is just, it fascinates me. Like, you guys are so smart and you guys are fun to be around. You guys are just witty people with great personalities. And
that's what I'm talking
about. I don't, yeah. But what I will say is that, do you have duality? Are you guys kind of like, I wouldn't even say two-faced, but it's two-sided. Let's put it like that. I wouldn't say y'all two-faced at all, no. But you guys have moments where you retreat. You kind of like to be alone. And that's how Leos are. So I respect that about y'all, because I'm also the same way. We like to kind of retreat sometimes and go into solitude so we can regroup and, like, figure out ourselves. And we like to protect our energy sometimes. And that's not a bad thing, right? Although people might think we're selfish, it's not. It's just a way to say, hey, when I come back around, I'm going to be a better version of myself, and I need to kind of do real some talk. Clarity and introspection, right? Am I wrong or right?
That, you know what, Nicole, we about to record your show, and we're going to do one on Leo on your show. Everybody, it's Nicole Adrian. Thank Nicole for coming in and representing for the Geminis. You know what I mean? Let's go.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
We'll
go
y'all.
To we'll get off this Ann Taylor show.
About this girl, maybe I should. I met her in Philly, and her name was Brasher. See, we be making love constantly. That's why my eyes are a shade blood burgundy. The way that we kiss is unlike any other way that I be kissing. When I'm kissing, what I'm missing, won't you listen? Brown sugar, babe, I guess high up your love. I don't know how to make it.
close to me. You love me right down to my knees. And whenever you let me hit it, sweet like honey when it comes to me. Skin is caramel with the cocoa eyes. Even got a big sister by the name of Chocolate. Brown sugar, babe, I guess high off of love, don't know how to behave.
This is Prenda Bell, and you're listening to The Ant Taylor Show.
I was the one that executed their music. What they do is they come to me, and they can have all these ideas in their heads, but it was up to me to get inside their mind to execute this thing. So that's how it went. And I'm talking about, if a guy named come to me and his name is Cobra, then, man, we had to create Cobra's character. And it was always, everything was distinguished. It was extinct, you know, to that character. So yeah, I was pretty much the man. You know, people was coming from all the out of town guests, the entertainers. They was coming here. They would stop in and, you know, see me, and I do a little stuff. So that went on for many years. I lived that way. And also, I lost my first marriage that way too, because that was putting in all of my time. I was married to that thing. I was not married
in a sense to
the person. Yeah, so I neglected that. So see, these are things I had some learning experiences to do throughout all of my endeavors, but today, they are married again. And this time, I know the things that I need to kind of look out for and make sure I how to stay ahead of that, so it won't repeat itself.
Absolutely. Okay, guys, we're sitting here with Disco, an extraordinary DJ out of Chicago. We're going to take a call. Someone here calling in to speak to Disco, and then we're going to take a station break, and we'll be right back. Disco, you mind taking a call real quick?
Don't mind.
All right, here we go. Chauncey, can you put him through line 2?
Yo, D, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Yo, D, what's up?
What's going on?
Hey,
Look here, brother. I've been kicking a few lyrics in the back of my mind, man. And I'm tired of people disrespecting us because we're black on and won't sell out. And check this out. We need to get together, go to that other level of the game, and do it like a Geo.
I'm back like a rebel making trouble. I'm an assassin. Kick ass on the double. No motherfucker
alive's
gonna stop me.
Just
fuck you and your goddamn.
Oh my goodness. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry, man. I'm no good, bro.
I love this Antenna platform, bro. This keeps me going. I promise you.
I almost had you. You almost fell for it, but I pressed that. Yo D was up twice, man. I'm sorry, man. I was trying to get you, dude.
I was kind of like being on alert for a two head. I said, okay. I've been on point.
All right, you got me that time.
You probably would have got me with the one time.
Yeah, man. Goodness gracious, man. All right, everybody. It's the Ann Taylor Show, man. We here sitting with Disco, man. You know we turn up, man. This right here, man, is long overdue, man. So, Disco, you were telling me I tried to prank Disco, everybody. I tried to pull a song from back in the day and where they did a little talk and it had Disco. Talk to it. I still will get Disco one day. Today and today, Disco, he outsmarted the Ann Taylor Show this time, but don't worry about it. So, Disco, you were married to the turntables. That's where your heart was at the time. Even though you were actually married to a person, the turntables.
I married a person that I met in recovery. See, all this happened like very randomly. I'm talking about it was rapid and random. And I met a young lady throughout my treatment. They say, you know, you don't supposed to do this, that, and the third. I did it. It was a success. I got a daughter out the deal, all of that. Me and the young lady, we still are close friends today. She's remarried. I'm remarried. So it's not no bad thing. But what I found out was I didn't get my chance. Myself a chance to learn anything about feeling wise when I was from all them years of numbing myself from the drugs and the drinking and all that. I didn't give myself a chance to even know what feelings were. The first feelings came, I married, which was that young lady. So, you know, moving forward, now those things, I just can't just jump without first giving it a thorough investigation first. Gotta check everything out thoroughly.
Absolutely, man. Just like if someone says, hey, you know, I want you to play my music on your show or mix it in, you gotta listen to it. You can't just like do it on the spot. Okay, give it here. Boom, put it in because you didn't check it out thoroughly. Man, you never know what you're playing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I did that. And put some stuff on. It was just cussing all through it. I had to call because I couldn't do it and I was in the street. So I had to call my partner and say, hey, man, get that mix and go live. Get it off of there. Because it was just every other song cussing. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I got to do all these mix now.
Yeah, exactly, man. So, you know, like, so what I do is, like, when we first started the Ann Taylor Show, this is, like, the second version. We had another version of the Ann Taylor Show 10 years ago or whatever. But with this incarnation, it's pretty much curse-free. You know what I mean? So we don't do any, you know, I'm older now, man. I don't want to just be like, you know what I mean? Putting that out there that I have to push a curse word agenda and everything is F this or that. So what I do is sometimes when guests come on that like the curse, I just say, okay, for the next 10 seconds, get all your curse words out. And then we do like this. We be like. And then I come back. I'm like, there you go. You got it out, right? You know. I say, man, you know what? Yeah, don't be using crutch words. You know, it's like the rappers, man, they love a crutch word. You know, and.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
A crutch word, man.
The word and S. They'd be like, you know, and S. That, yeah, man, I'd be doing this and boop. And I'd be like, if I put this every time they say something, man, a conversation would be like, yeah, man, I went to this and I was. Yeah, tomorrow. Right. You know what I mean?
Well, you never know what the real conversation was because exactly. Of all that.
Exactly. So I tell him, I said, man, you know, I don't even try to stop him. Now I'm like, hey, man, the editor going to cut it out, man. You're going to, you know what I mean? You're going to sound like you're dropping your phone call, but there it is, man. So how is, let me ask you something about music, because you have a in-depth amount of music knowledge. How has it changed to you over time? And is it actually maintaining the level that you enjoyed from a youngster to now?
I'm gonna speak on the journey that I'm like. I spoke about the Apple Federal House stuff. I like house music today more so than anything else. That's my preference right there because of the beats, the frequencies. I love the drive of it. So coming from what it started, what I do today is I take that music from back in the day and I try to tweak it in with some of that, them beats. So they got programs out here so you can strip a song, straighten it. So I can take the acapella of a old school house song and throw it on top of some stuff and tweak it here and there and do a little loop in here and just play with it. Have fun on the spot.
So. Yeah, you know, like, do you use, like, the Serato or they have Okay, yeah. So it's a lot of extraordinary things out there, you know, that we just couldn't get just, like, 10 years ago. You wouldn't be able to get your favorite a cappella. You couldn't make it. You know what I mean? It was just almost impossible. And now, you know, you would just, you know, I mean, there were some ways where you can hide it in the mix a little bit and get the vocal frequency up, but
yeah, you try to take turn the bass, all that stuff out.
Yeah.
But you know what? I just discovered something with like the technology that they're releasing out here. This technology is not really, it's new to us because they just handed it to us, but they spoon feed us everything, and this information has been out for a long time, and it's just like that's why you can be able to go on YouTube and find a tutorial on certain things.
Absolutely.
And the people that's teaching the tutorial normally look like somebody else. They don't look like you because they had already had access to this stuff.
Well,
and it's like foreign to us. So.
It's so true. So to add to what you're saying, the first video, like how we do like on our iPhones and things where we can do phone calls to phone, that was done in 1977. They were already able to, you know, do video calls like the Jetsons, that stuff, you know, how we see now on TV. That wasn't fake.
Already,
You know,
that
just
wasn't fake.
Exactly. I believe what happens is they control it for so long until it's kind of like a virus. When it escapes, it gets out. They can't contain it anymore. So once we get it, we got it. They say, okay, now we need to capitalize on it. It's just like right now, if you're a musician, you have all these different places capitalizing on the musicians from non-musician people. These are not even record labels any longer. You know, you have these Spotify's and Apple Music. They're the new record labels. You know what I mean? And they are taking advantage of you in a digital and electronic way like you never know. You know what I mean? It's really wild and crazy. You know, now let's get back to house music, man. What I like about house music is how often do you see somebody at the club or listening to the house music upset about, you know what I mean? Mad, angry, trying to fight. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Exactly.
Total different vibe, man. Different vibe. That's a fact. That community there, the house community is a beautiful community. Just the same as the Steppers. Let me give my flowers to the Steppers as well. The Steppers worldwide, they a peaceful group too.
Right. So, and you're referring to the college scene Steppers?
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I forget, man. But the Steppers are like, Steppers and Boppers, like something like when they dress up real fancy, they put their Stepper shoes on and they come out and do this fancy.
Gotcha.
Bopping and stuff like this here, man. It's where they throw tunes, like they started out stepping from the James Browns and stuff like that. Now it's a wide range of different kinds of tunes that they step into, and they cold blooded way, man.
Gotcha. So that's what R. Kelly was singing about.
Yeah, stepping in the name. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, you know, man, out here in California, man, we're a little slow on them kind of things. I mean, we hear about them, we know about them, but we don't necessarily know how to get down like that until we visit Chicago and other places around where they actually step. So yeah. Disco, let's talk about Chicago. All right. There mm-hmm. is and I went to Chicago. I have family in Chicago. I went there about 20 years ago. I happened to go when it was so cold. I said, I'm not coming back again. You know what I mean? Hey, because check this, bro. Let me tell
20
you.
20 years, that's a long time, man.
Yeah. Hypothermia set in within 8 minutes. I can feel it in my teeth, my jaws. My eyeballs wouldn't even go from side to side no more. You know what I mean? And I said, hold on a sec. Am I still alive and just didn't realize it yet or what's going on? So I said, okay. We're not doing no more of that Chicago stuff. You know what I mean? So that was it, man. Hey, much love to Chicago, man.
They're playing with the weather so much now, man. It's like everybody getting to experience that kind of cold and all these other kind of they plan weatherization games out here.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So it is a fact that they have.
It ain't been that kind of cold lately like that, but it gets cold here still.
Yeah.
The way you go outside, man, you can walk in your whole ankle will break type of cold.
See, that's what I'm saying, man. It's like that's So they may not have had that weather machine technology then, but you know what I mean? But I don't know what it was, man,
They had to try to perfect that thing. I think they had it all along, man. They took everything. They have taken our entire everything because we, not to sound like I'm some kind of racist person because I don't know nothing about being racist. All I know is what was told to me. But I know that the people that look like me, we are very much trendsetters.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why when they came out trying to make food stamps and link cards and all that, they try to do that so people that look like me could be deterred. But they don't deter these people, man. These people is figuring things out, man. We are survivalists.
Absolutely.
We always in survival.
Absolutely. Survivalists and innovators. So the thing is like the contribution and innovation that have come from people of color, mainly I'm speaking at this point of you don't call them black, but people, descendants of, you know, the slaves movement to here. And some, you know, some black people here are not, maybe not, but
melanated. Just call them melanated.
Yeah. So melanated persons have contributed so much to innovation. I always have a problem with the one thing is that you know how they say, don't get high off your own supply. We start something and then we buy into it. We become a customer of it rather than a controller of it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's the problem. Now we create a vicious loop. So when everybody wanna know how to feel good, how to do something innovative, who do they come to? You know what I mean? It's like what Dr. Dre say, you know, when you need a hit, you come to him. When society needs a boost, they come to the melanated. Right? The melanated goes here and replenishes them. And then guess what? They give you a kick in the butt afterwards. You know what I mean? Hey, get back over there. Thank you very much for buying it.
Thank you very much, but get on the line over there and stay quiet until I call on you.
Absolutely. That's why. So with our dollar, with the melanated dollar, it leaves the neighborhoods the fastest. You know what I mean? Out of any other, race of persons. If you go to an Asian community, their money stays in the community for days to weeks. In ours, it goes out quickly because we're like really customer. We're like the number one customer. We want to get them new Jordans. You know what I mean? We want to do this. We want to do that. So the money goes out. And that's a big problem. And the money doesn't come in, like, you know, for funding for schooling and things like that. It doesn't come in properly. And now we have what we have. People trying to send National Guards and things like that to Chicago.
Exactly what's on today.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So is there crime in Chicago? From what I can tell, I would definitely say yes. It might be amplified by media. It might be amplified just by the sheer amount of people. solution based. I don't know, but I think that as a people that are contributing in negative activities, we can get it together, man. If we just want, if we really want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I see many problems with what's going on, and it's not just with the young folks. We got some of the old fools too, man. They take the little knowledge that they have to help try to bring some wisdom to the young folk, but they hold on to it because when a couple of times they get rejected from it, they just stand down and be like, you know what? I'm gonna keep tickling your ears, and I'm gonna make a profit off. So they make merchandise out of the people, and meanwhile, this is what we get to see now. Mm-hmm. A bunch of young, melanated people, and older and young, they junkies, man. They junkies. And on top of that, they feed themselves and live off the poison that's in the community store. So, I mean, it's a no-win situation. So, you know, you looking at this, you surrounded with this each and every day, man, you can't do nothing but wake up early every day so you can be ahead of some things. That's me. That's where I'm at.
I got you.
Get up early so I can buy cheaper on.
So let's talk about that. The food you ingest controls your body's destiny. And a lot of people don't realize that, you know, hypertension, diabetes, all these things are tied to the food. Yeah, someone can say, oh yeah, you're predisposed. Yeah, but it's been activated by the bad food, our tainted food, the GMO supply food. It's hard to know what you're eating these days. You read the label, they'll change words to, you figure it out, then the next word is a trick word. So it's really hard. Really hard.
Playing word game.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but see, that's how it's so, that's so easy for them to put an expiration on a man or woman's lifespan. They tell you live about 70 tops. And all that, because they have given the poison. They don't no longer have to do nothing but sit back and wait you out now. They waiting on you to expire now because they have put the community, filled the community with expiration dated food and water and all that other stuff, man. So when you get a certain age, you got to some kind of way know that I cannot do that no more. I got to unlearn that and relearn so I can live a little longer, because they make you comfortably sick by sending you back and forth to their doctors and their hospitals and their urgent cares. They make you comfortable in your sickness, and then they say, come on back and let me check it out. Meanwhile, they're giving you tests, like taking your vitals on a machine that they're testing with European and pale-faced people, but not people that look like me and you. So the reading's not accurate. And by the time you finally do get a wind of what's going on with your aching bones and why this growing inside of you, by the time you figure that out, man, you about on your way to checking out. You're about ready to give up the ghost.
Exactly. So, yeah, so you said by the time we find out, it'd be like, it's too late. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And all they can do is give you a pill. To, you know what I mean?
Make you comfortable and say, just let's put them in hospice.
Yeah, that's it. That's a wrap, Ola. So, all right. Now, we talked about some early disco. We talked about some present day disco. Let's talk about what disco got going. Well, actually, right now, where can people listen to your mix show? Or just find out more information about disco.
That's very good if you allow me to do this. But I'm at Weston, WESTON, World, WORLD, ONE.com, WestonWorld1.com on the internet, man. And I'm on that pretty much daily, every day. I'm on live from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, but all throughout the day, I'm on there. My presence is on there because I do a lot of the programming and of the music and everything. So I'm a partner of WestonWorld1.com. Me and my partner, Dennis Weston, the founder and owner of this thing. So, yeah, that's where I'm at, though.
So from program directing to mixing to being an all-around good person, ladies and gentlemen, we got Disco in the house, man. You know this show is only an hour long, man, but Disco, you and I can talk about 2 or 3 hours, so we got to make sure we bring you back. You're going to go ahead and check him out. He did read off where you can find him. You cannot rewind this show, but they got a little thing on there where you can repeat and play the whole thing. Go 34 minutes in, you can hear it again. But anyways, hey, Disco, it was a pleasure, man. Any shout outs to anybody or anything you wanted to say, you know, before we get up out of here?
Yes, man. I just want to send a shout out to the family and all the brothers and sisters that are trying to help the growth over there at westernworld1.com. And all the loyal supporters, man. Keep them laced. Chi-Chi and the family. That's pretty much all I got.
Man, oh man, this was a pleasure, man. This is the Ant Taylor Show. You know how we do it. Man, that's what I say at the end of the show. I'm thinking it's like, hang on a sec. All right, everybody, thank you for tuning in to the Ant Taylor Show. This is Ant Taylor sitting here with Disco. You know how we do it. Make sure you tune in next week. Actually, that's not really the end of the show. I just felt like pressing that button because I can. Disco. You know how crazy I get, man. You know what I mean? So, thank you, my man. Today on the Ann Taylor Show, we pause to honor a legend. A man whose music redefined soul, spirit, and sound. D'Angelo. From Brown Sugar to Voodoo, and Black Messiah, D'Angelo didn't just sing songs. He created movements. His voice carried truth, pain, and beauty. His sound reminded us that soul music isn't just about rhythm. It's about being alive, honest, and unafraid to feel. As the world mourns his passing, here's the truth. Energy never dies. D'Angelo may be gone in the physical, but his spirit lives in every groove, every chord, every artist he inspired. His energy has simply rejoined the great rhythm of the universe. The same energy that fuses our hearts, our art, and our will to keep going. So let this remind us, don't wait, create, love harder, push past the pain, use tragedy not as a weight, but as wings. Let loss be the spirit that drives us to live louder, reach further, and uplift one another. D'Angelo's music will forever echo through time, because souls like his never fades, it evolves. It flows. It becomes part of all of us. Rest easy, brother. Your energy lives on. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining me this week on the Ant Taylor Show. Thank you to my guests for joining us. We had a great show. It was good to see everybody here again. Hopefully, we can all reconvene right here on this station next week. Same time, same day. You know how we do it on the Ant Taylor Show.